This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Black holes, the cosmos, space, and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
at GCNlive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we profile the amazing, jaw-dropping scientific discoveries which are revolutionizing our world and touching our lives. And in this hour, once again, we're going to throw the lines open because this hour is your hour. This is the time when you, the listener, get a chance to talk back to the radio. That's right. You can give us a call at 612-564-8135. Because why should we scientists get all the fun? We're the ones probing the secrets of Mother Nature, but why don't you get into the action? Why don't you be part of the picture? You can give us a call at 612-564-8135. And no question is too small or too trivial to put on national radio. Because sometimes the simplest questions are the deepest questions of all. For example, I was at the Science Museum the other day, and I heard some kids chatting. And one kid said to the mother, he said, "Mom, what happened before the Big Bang?" Well, of course, there was this big silence at that point. The mother was a science teacher, but she was caught speechless when her own son asked her the question of all questions. What happened before the Big Bang? Such a simple children's question. But to answer that, you have to go to some of the deepest reaches of quantum mechanics and relativity. Well, the short answer is we don't know. But one possibility is very simple, that there are parallel universes, that our universe is a bubble floating in a bubble bath of parallel universes. Now, when they collide, when two bubbles collide to form a bigger universe, or when two bubbles fission to create baby universes, that's the Big Bang. So the Big Bang could be nothing but bubbles colliding and fissioning in a bubble bath of universes. A simple answer for a complex question. Anyway, if you want to be part of the fun, give us a call at 612-564-8135. Okay, well, also, by the way, let me say that you can go to my website. My website is mkaku.org, mkaku.org. I'd like to thank all of you who bought a copy of my latest book, The Future of Humanity. Because of you, the book was sailed on to the New York Times bestseller list, talking about the future of the space program. The President of the United States has made it official. We're going back to the moon. Then we're going on to Mars and beyond, perhaps to the asteroids, perhaps even to the outer planets. We're entering a new era of space travel. For example, costs have been dropping to the point where space tourism is a real possibility. And the movie The Martian that many of you have seen, starring Matt Damon, that movie cost $100 million. But the Indians sent a probe to Mars for $70 million. So the cost of space travel has dropped so much that a Hollywood movie about going to Mars actually costs more than going to Mars. And so we're talking about a whole new ball game, talking about outer space. So find out what this new era of space travel is all about by getting a copy of my new book, The Future of Humanity, Humanity Among the Stars. Okay, let's move on now, and we'll take listener phone calls. The number, once again, to call is 612-564-8135. Let's take the next listener phone call.
Hi, Dr. Kaku. My name is Edward E. Mueller. I'm calling from Austin, Texas, and my question is the following. One of Dr. Stephen Hawking's last theoretical research paper talked about the possibility of other universes or a multiverse. What would be the possibility of traveling to other universes in the future with the right technology? Or is this simply out of the question? Thank you.
Well, first of all, you're right. My colleague Stephen Hawking did say that perhaps there are other universes out there, and perhaps one day we may be able to travel between these other universes. So let me explain. The leading theory of the Big Bang today is a modification called inflation. Inflation theory says, well, yeah, there was a Big Bang. The bang was much bigger than we thought, but bangs can happen all the time. So big bangs are happening even as we speak. The quantum theory says that if something happens once, it can happen again and again. So this means that there could be many parallel universes as our universe buds like a plant. Our universe buds other smaller universes. Then the next question is, obviously, can we visit these other universes? And that's where things get very complicated, because that requires a new theory of gravity. It turns out that Einstein in 1935 introduced the idea of a bridge that connects two universes together. So think of two sheets of paper that are parallel to each other. Take a pencil and ram these two universes together so that it's possible to start in one universe, climb up the pencil, and go to the other universe. That's called a wormhole, introduced by Einstein in 1935. It's called the Einstein-Rosen Bridge. Einstein and his student Nathan Rosen had the idea that perhaps our universe is a bubble, and perhaps there could be a gateway between two bubbles connecting these two universes. Now, that sounds like a great idea, right? But if you get a sheet of paper and calculate what it would take, what it would take to go between these two universes, you find that the energy necessary to do that is comparable to a black hole. So in other words, it's not for us. We are too primitive. We can barely go to the moon. We can't even go to Mars with our astronauts. And so the idea that we can go through a parallel universe is for someone with supernatural or superhuman abilities. Now, there is a movie starring Matthew McConaughey called Interstellar. That movie was done with the guidance of physicists. One of them was Kip Thorne of Caltech, a colleague of mine. And I was curious. I'm a physicist. I know that it may be possible to visit a parallel universe, but the energy necessary to do that is comparable to a black hole. In other words, it would require a very advanced technology to do that. So I said to myself, how in the world is Matthew McConaughey going to be able to go through a black hole, through a gateway, to a parallel universe in the movie Interstellar and still obey the known laws of physics? I was curious about that. Well, if you saw the movie, they get around that by saying that there's a mysterious alien civilization out there that gives us the gateway. They're the ones who create the gateway. We take advantage of it and therefore flee to another dimension. And at the end of the movie, they more or less hint at who these aliens are. These aliens that created the gateway to a parallel universe is us. They are our descendants. In other words, humanity, billions of years into the future, who knows when, took pity on their ancestors of the past, realizing that in the past, their ancestors almost died because of this catastrophe, and the only way to save them is to give them the gateway from the future. Very clever. So in other words, it was our descendants from the future who did have enough energy to create a gateway for us to escape into a parallel universe. Very clever idea, because as I said, we can't do it. Maybe aliens from outer space have already done it, or maybe our descendants, billions of years from now, have already done it, and they took pity on us and gave us the gateway to save their past, which is, of course, our future. Clever. Well, I'm afraid that's it for this segment of Science Fantastic. Once again, give us a call at 612-564-8135.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Yes, on Science Fantastic, we take your phone calls and we also take your emails. So in this hour, we'll be taking some phone calls that have come in, and we'll also be answering some of the emails that I often get. Because in this hour, we're going to answer your questions. Your questions are going to be put on air because we believe that your questions form the foundation of curiosity and eventually progress. Because where does science come from? It comes from curious people. It comes from people asking the simple question, why? Why did it happen that way? You know, Isaac Asimov once said that scientists don't make their breakthroughs by saying, aha, aha. He said, no. That's not how scientists make their breakthroughs. Scientists make their breakthroughs when they say to themselves, that's strange. And yeah, when scientists realize that something is not quite right, there's something wrong, that's when they realize that a new science is being born. So in other words, science often comes from paradox. Science often comes from a question. It's not this fabled breakthrough where a light bulb emerges on top of your head. No, it comes from ordinary people having ordinary questions that are profound when people say to themselves, that's strange. Okay, so once again, in this hour, we're going to take your phone calls, and also I'll be answering some of the emails that I get that I never get a chance to address on air. So let's move on and take the next listener phone call.
Hello, my name is Armand. I'm from Queens, and I listen to you on YouTube. I was wondering about your multiverse theory. So, like, when you make a decision, some people say that your decision makes another universe bud or something. Is it possible that we just live in, like, one universe, our lives have only, like, one path? Like, doesn't really matter what choice we make, like, another universe won't bud off of that, but some people say there's parallel universes with us living in other universes and stuff. What do you believe? There are other universes out there with us in them? That seems amazingly vast for that to be possible, but, I mean, I'm sure it is possible. Have a great one. I love your show.
Okay, well, the short answer is we physicists are kind of confused on this question. Nobel Prize winners have debated this question for the last 50 years, in fact, going all the way back to the famous debates between Niels Bohr and Albert Einstein about this very same question. First of all, I teach quantum mechanics. I teach in the graduate program, and in fact, I wrote some of the textbooks, the basic textbooks on quantum mechanics. You can go to the library and check out my book, Introduction to Quantum Field Theory, which is for first and second year PhD students, and we have a whole discussion about this question. First of all, quantum mechanics is based on probabilities. The fact that we cannot calculate exactly if something will happen, we can calculate the probability that it will happen. So in other words, when you throw a rock in the air, Newton would say we can calculate exactly the trajectory of the rock as it moves in the air. That's what Newton would say. But in quantum mechanics, we say that, well, the rock could actually go through many parallel paths. And what we see with our eyeball is only an approximation, an average of many of these possibilities. So things are based on probabilities. So when you look in the mirror and you see yourself, you're not really looking at yourself as you really are. First of all, you're looking at yourself a billionth of a second ago, because that's what it takes for light to go from your face to the mirror and to your eyeball. So you're looking at yourself as you were. Then, according to quantum mechanics, you exist in many parallel states simultaneously, but they average. They average to give you what you think is you. But if you wait long enough, some of these universes begin to bifurcate. So there's a certain probability that you'll walk off to the left, certain probability you'll walk off to the right, a certain probability that you'll wind up on Mars tomorrow, a certain probability that you will wind up on Jupiter day after tomorrow. Now, these are preposterous. These are alternate universes, which are crazy. But in physics, there's a probability that you will wind up on Mars tomorrow. In fact, that's a homework question that we sometimes give our PhD students. Calculate the probability that when you fall asleep, you'll wind up on the other side of a brick wall, or you'll wind up on Mars. Now, this sounds crazy, but at the subatomic level, it happens all the time. At the subatomic level, that's what electrons do. They exist in multiple states. Now, Einstein, of course, thought this was horrible. This was a disaster, said Einstein. So he created, him and Schrodinger, an experiment to demolish quantum mechanics called the cat problem, the Schrodinger cat problem. You take a cat and put a cat in a box. Then next to the cat, you attach a gun. The gun is connected to a Geiger counter, which is connected to uranium. When the uranium atom fires, it sets off the gun, and the gun kills the cat. Okay? So far, so good. But you see, the uranium atom is a quantum mechanical object. Does it fire or not? It's a question of probabilities. You cannot know exactly when the uranium nucleus is going to disintegrate, setting off the gun. You can only calculate probabilities. Therefore, there's a probability that the cat will be alive because uranium never fired and the gun never fired. There's also a probability that the gun did fire and the cat is dead. So when I teach quantum mechanics, I say to my students, How do you tell if the cat is dead or alive? Well, you open the box. That determines whether the cat is dead or alive. But before you open the box, is the cat dead or alive? And you're not allowed to look. In quantum mechanics, you describe the cat as the sum of a dead cat and a live cat. Now, at this point, you may say to yourself, this is nuts. How can you add a dead cat to a live cat and get anything respectably honest? Well, that's how we do quantum mechanics. Sorry about that. This is called the many worlds theory. The idea that maybe the cat split in half, and so that in one universe, the cat is dead, and the other universe, the cat is alive. Now, does this mean that you can talk to dead people? Well, yes and no. Steve Weinberg, winner of the Nobel Prize, one of the greatest quantum physicists of the era, put it this way. Let's say you're in a living room and you're listening to the radio. You can listen to a radio station in Paris, in Moscow, in Havana, in Washington, D.C. Your radio can pick up shortwave from many different radio frequencies, but your radio is tuned to one frequency. That's why when you turn on the radio, you only hear one frequency. You got that? You exist in your bedroom simultaneously with many radio frequencies, but only of which you can hear one frequency. Now, let's turn on quantum mechanics. Electrons are a wave, and so there are lots of waves waving in your living room. There's the wave of dinosaurs, because maybe that asteroid never hit the Earth 65 million years ago. There's the wave function of pirates, because maybe the United States was not able to clear out the Barbary pirates and the pirates took over. There's the wave function of aliens, because maybe aliens visited the Earth millions of years ago. In other words, you coexist with many parallel universes right in your own living room. But your radio is tuned to one frequency. So you only see your living room. You don't see dinosaurs. You don't see aliens. You don't see pirates. Even though the vibrations of dinosaurs, the vibrations of pirates are still there. So why can't you talk to Elvis Presley? Elvis Presley died years ago, but his wave function could still be kicking around someplace. Why can't you talk to Elvis Presley? And the answer is very simple. Why can't you listen in on Radio Moscow? Because it's on a different frequency. We have decohered from Radio Havana. That's why you cannot hear Radio Havana on your radio. Your radio is tuned to one frequency, and it's not Radio Havana. This means that the reason why you cannot hear Elvis Presley in your living room, on a live Elvis Presley, is because we have decohered. We're no longer vibrating at the same frequency as Elvis Presley. So all this sounds crazy to you. You may think to yourself that, gee, the good professor has finally gone nuts. But this is called quantum mechanics. And that's how we build atomic bombs. That's how we build computers. That's how we build laser beams. Electrons existing in parallel states simultaneously. In other words, get used to it. Okay, well, let's take another short commercial break, and once again, we're going to continue with questions, your questions, on Science Fantastic.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are,
I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. This hour is your hour. This is the time when you can send me an email or give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station, and the city you're calling from, and perhaps your calls will be heard on national radio. And also, check out my website. It's mkaku.org, mkaku.org. And on Facebook, we have 3 million fans on Facebook and over 600,000 people on Twitter. So go to my website and find out what all the excitement is about. mkaku.org. Well, as I said before, we're not only are we taking listener phone calls, but we're also taking a lot of the emails that I get. I can't possibly answer all of them, but let me try to answer a few of the emails that I get. One set of emails that I get is about, well, Bigfoot. and Loch Ness Monster. And some people say, well, you know, you can't rule it out, right? Maybe Loch Ness Monster does exist. Maybe there really is a Bigfoot out there. After all, we have reputable people claiming that they've seen Loch Ness Monster and they've seen Bigfoot. What do you say about mythical animals? Well, let me say flatly that I'm a scientist. Therefore, we are open. We are open to the possibility that, yes, there could be prehistoric animals that still walk the face of the earth. But because we are scientists, we start to make educated guesses and start to work on our hunches. For example, if there is a Loch Ness Monster out there, it probably had a mother and a father and a grandfather and a grandmother. In other words, there has to be a breeding population. You just can't have one Loch Ness Monster, because sooner or later it will die. That means you have to have a breeding population of several hundred. If I have several hundred Loch Ness Monsters, then there's enough there to create a self-sustaining colony of Loch Ness Monsters. But if there are several hundred Loch Ness Monsters out there, this means you should pick up the bones, the carcasses, the dinner that it ate. You should pick up remnants of the existence of the Loch Ness Monster. Because, as I said, one Loch Ness Monster will eventually die. And when we look for these things, we don't find anything. Now, submarines from scientists have been sent to explore the depth of Loch Ness. They found things that seem to indicate motion down there, which could be schools of fish or maybe the Loch Ness Monster itself. But they didn't see evidence of a breeding population. In other words, there should be baby Loch Ness Monsters. There should be bones of Loch Ness Monsters. There should be the carcasses of the lunch that the Loch Ness Monster found. And we don't see anything. Plus the fact that many of the so-called sightings of the Loch Ness Monsters have been proven to be hoaxes. So, what does it mean? It means that A, we scientists have to keep an open mind about these things. B, the evidence seems to be against a Loch Ness Monster, but hey, you never know. We have to keep an eye open for the possibility that maybe our theories are wrong. But at the present time, most scientists would think that if they were to gamble, they would bet that perhaps the Loch Ness Monster doesn't exist. Now, Bigfoot, on the other hand, is a little bit different. Because we're not talking about sending a submarine to the bottom of the ocean. We're talking about remnants of fur and footprints, and we have to analyze them. So after the break, we'll say a few things about Bigfoot. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call at 612-564-8135.
Ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, the lines are open. The number to call is 612-564-8135, or you can send me an email. The web address is mkaku.org, mkaku.org. And in this hour, we're answering some of the emails that I get. Once again, I get a series of emails about mythical animals. Is it possible that we could have a Loch Ness Monster? Well, the answer is yes. However, we have to realize that the indicators are not there. In other words, there should be a breeding population of Loch Ness Monsters, maybe 100 of them, but we don't see bones. We don't see carcasses. We don't see any evidence of hundreds of Loch Ness Monsters creating a stable breeding population. Now, with Bigfoot, there are actually footprints and hair, fur, left over from Bigfoot, and they have actually been analyzed by scientists. First of all, the fur has been genetically analyzed, and we find that it is the fur of the great bears. In other words, bears, large bears, give the impression that they are in fact Bigfoot, when actually they're nothing but large bears that leave behind fur. The fur has been analyzed on many occasions, and they are the fur of bears. Second of all, a few years ago, there were some children who had a press release, and they had a press conference. And they said that their father, who had just passed away, in his basement, had a whole collection of Bigfoot feet designed to create fake hoaxes and create the impression of footprints in the dirt. When the children went to the basement, they found a whole treasure trove of devices that allowed their father to create hoaxes. Now, they knew their father was a practical joker. They knew that because, after all, he was their father. However, the kids didn't realize that the father was not just hoaxing the neighborhood kids, but trying to hoax the world by deliberately creating fake footprints to create a Loch Ness Monster. Now, does that prove or disprove anything? No. It just proves that many of the footprints are, in fact, a byproduct of hoaxes. But you see, it is impossible to disprove a negative. By that, let me explain. Is it possible to disprove the existence of unicorns? And the answer is no. Because even if you search Africa and Australia, let's say, and you find no evidence of a unicorn, you can always say that, well, you didn't look hard enough. Perhaps there's a cave someplace. Perhaps there's an underground tunnel. Perhaps there's a world down there that we haven't yet explored in which unicorns exist. And that's the problem. You see, you cannot disprove a negative. So, can Bigfoot still survive? Can the Loch Ness Monster live? And the answer is yes. It's a possibility. Scientists would say the probability is very low for those reasons that I mentioned. But, hey, look, we scientists have to keep an open mind because you never know. Chances are they don't exist, but maybe they do. Well, here's another question that I get in emails. It's kind of a silly question, but it does point to some rather deep physics. And that is, when you pull the plug on your bathtub or you pull the plug on a sink, which way does the water go down? Counterclockwise or clockwise? Well, some people watching the evening news see pictures taken by satellites of gigantic hurricanes in the northern hemisphere, and which way do they spin? They always spin counterclockwise. But if you go to Australia and look at the weather patterns down there, the air currents spin clockwise. And therefore the question is, which way does the water go when you pull the plug on your sink or on your bathtub? Well, this, of course, is an experiment that you can do yourself. And what you find is rather inconclusive. What you find is that, yes, in principle, your drain should drain counterclockwise, just like a hurricane in the northern hemisphere. However, if with your finger you spin the water the other way, you can make it reverse directions. That's right. Water does not necessarily have to go down the drain counterclockwise. All we physicists say is that if you were to get a very still water that's very still inside your bathroom or inside your kitchen sink, and then you pull the plug very gently, chances are it'll go down counterclockwise. But you can force it. You can force it to go clockwise by spinning your finger. And then the next question is, why should it spin counterclockwise at all? Well, we'll talk about that after the break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. And after the break, we'll talk about your bathroom and which way does the water spin.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extend. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Before the break, we were talking about your bathtub. This is an experiment that you can do tonight, and the answer is very simple. When you pull the plug on your bathtub, chances are it'll go down counterclockwise, just like a hurricane. However, if you disturb it, you can make it go down the other way. In other words, this is called the Coriolis effect. It's a very small effect, and so you can nullify the Coriolis effect by spinning the water with your index finger and spinning your finger clockwise. But left to itself, left to its own devices, it will spin counterclockwise. Now, why? Because the Earth spins. And when the Earth spins, it means that air rises and the Earth spins beneath it, causing air to spin in one direction. So in grade school, we learned that hot air rises. Why? Because hot air is less dense than cold air. Cold air is dense. Hot air is less dense because the atoms are in motion. Therefore, hot air rises. But when hot air rises, the Earth spins beneath you. So when the Earth spins beneath the air then spins in a preferred direction. And that's why we have the Coriolis effect. In fact, this Coriolis effect actually affected the British Navy. You see, when you shoot a cannonball in the Northern Hemisphere, the cannonball will swerve in a certain way because the Earth has moved during the flight of the cannonball. In fact, on the equator, you travel 1,000 miles an hour. That's right, 1,000 miles an hour. That's the velocity at which you're traveling on the equator. So the British Navy realized years and years ago, centuries ago, that when you fire a cannonball in the ocean, the Earth will spin beneath you, so you have to compensate. You have to compensate for the spin of the Earth. Now, here's the killer. Here's the killer. When the British Empire began to expand to Australia, to below the equator, the Coriolis effect is the opposite, beneath the equator. And therefore, all the British cannons fired the wrong way. Believe it or not, once a British gunboat went below the equator, all the calibrations of the cannonballs were done incorrectly. And so they had to redo the calculation. And so the British Navy had to ask physicists to calculate the Coriolis effect in Australia so that their cannonballs don't fly in the wrong direction. So here's a practical application of this effect that you can duplicate tonight in your bathtub by simply pulling the plug and seeing which way the water will go down. As I said, in general, it'll go down either way depending upon how you spin it. Left to its own devices in still water, it will go down counterclockwise. And why? Because of the Coriolis effect. Because you are above the equator. And believe it or not, the Earth spins beneath you. As the Earth spins beneath the air, it affects the rising of the air because hot air rises. And that's why we have hurricanes. Okay, moving on. We have another set of questions concerning the speed of light. And the questions are, we now have so many experiments done on electrons, protons, subatomic particles. Does Einstein's theory still hold? Can you go faster than the speed of light? A few years ago, it was announced by physicists in Switzerland that you could go faster than the speed of light. So the question is, who's right? Can anything go faster than the speed of light? Well, the short answer is Einstein was right. A few years ago, an experiment was done with the atom smasher outside Geneva. They have neutrinos coming out of the atom smasher. Neutrinos were sent through a mountaintop because they don't react with matter that well, right through a mountaintop to go from Switzerland to Italy. And in Italy, they had a detector. So, by analyzing the speed of neutrinos going from Geneva to Italy, they calculated the velocity, and bingo, it was faster than the speed of light. Well, headlines were made. All of a sudden, headlines were saying Einstein was wrong. Neutrinos go faster than the speed of light. Oops, it turns out there was a mistake. Yes, there's always a mistake when you go up against Albert Einstein. Except on the quantum theory, Einstein's been right every single time. What happened was, it's a famous story. What happened was, the physicists had to calculate the distance from Switzerland to Italy. And how do they calculate that distance? Well, they use GPS satellites to calculate the distance between Switzerland and Germany. But the GPS uses relativity theory. So they were using relativity to try to destroy relativity. In other words, they were cheating. Sure enough, they had miscalibrated. They had miscalibrated the distance between Switzerland and Italy. Therefore, they got the wrong velocity for the neutrinos. When they redid the calculation, they found that neutrinos do, in fact, travel at light velocity or just below light velocity. Once again, Einstein wins out. But then, here's the other question. Can anything go faster than light? And the answer is yes, but these are not very useful. First of all, if I take a flashlight and I fling the flashlight from east to west, cutting across the entire night sky, and then I was to ask a simple question. How fast is the image moving as I swing a flashlight across the night sky? Well, believe it or not, the image goes faster than the speed of light. I mean, think about it. Your flashlight went from one side of the universe to the other side of the universe in a fraction of a second. Therefore, the image of the object as it swings across the night sky should go faster than the speed of light. So, why is Einstein still right? Because you see, the light particles, none of the light particles went faster than light. It was the image. But the image is not a tangible thing. The image is not made out of particles. It's the image. So, once again, Einstein is right. The photons did not go faster than light. The image went faster than light. Once again, Einstein wins. Okay, well, that's it for Science Fantastic. Once again, join us every week when we discuss the cutting edge of science on Science Fantastic. And check out my latest book. It's called The Future.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.